The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, I'm Neil Tracy. It's Monday the 10th of May and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for sports news every single morning. We'll start with golf because Rory McIlroy ended his 18-month wait for victory last night. The four-time major winner claimed the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow for the third time in his career. A 3-under par final round of 68 was enough for him to edge out Mexico's Abraham Anser by one shot. The 32-year-old's return to form is a timely one also as he prepares for the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in a couple of weeks' time, where he won his second major back in 2012. He says this is the most important victory for him in the last 3 years.
I feel like it's similar to the win in Bay Hill in 2018. I hadn't won for a while. Doubts creep in and you know, you don't know if you're ever going to be the same player, and it's natural, but it feels similar to that. That was a big win. That was a catalyst to what followed in 2019 and having a great season then, and hopefully this is a springboard to other success.
In soccer, West Brom are the second team confirmed to be relegated from the Premier League, Sam Allardyce's side, so their unlikely fight for survival ended by Arsenal last night, losing 3-1 away to the Gunners. Emile Smith Rowe, Nicola Pepe and Willian all scored for the hosts, which sends the Baggies down to the Championship. It's the first time Allardyce has suffered relegation from the top division in his long career, and he says the performance was positive, but they just didn't take their chances on the night.
We took the game to Arsenal because we had to, and we had the opportunity to take a lead, but failed to find the right ball and failed to produce the right cross or the right finish. And then 10 minutes, 5 minutes sloppiness, Arsenal showed their quality of finishing that we couldn't find. So we end up 2-0 down at half-time after controlling the game for quite a while.
The final Premier League relegation place could be confirmed this evening with three games to play as Fulham host Burnley. A win for the visitors would see Scott Parker's Fulham also consigned to relegation after one season back in the Premier League and also keep Burnley safe once again. Kick-off in London is at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere yesterday, Manchester United kept Man City's title coronation waiting for a couple more days at least. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side staved off the inevitable with a come-from-behind 3-1 win against Aston Villa at Villa Park. United could still hand City the title during this week, with games against both Leicester City and Liverpool to come in the next 4 days. West Ham's hopes of finishing in the top four meanwhile were dealt a massive blow. They were beaten 1-0 by Everton at the London Stadium thanks to a Dominic Calvert-Lewin goal. That result means the Hammers stay fifth in the table, but they're 5 points behind fourth-place Leicester City. In Gaelic games, Antrim caused the shock of the weekend as the Allianz Hurling League got underway. Late points for Kieran Clark and Neil McManus saw them edge out Clare in Division 1 Group B on a scoreline of 121 to 22 points. Elsewhere, All-Ireland finalist Waterford were no match for Cork in Group A, Alan Connolly scoring 2 goals for the Rebels as they won 5-22 to 127. Selector Diarmaid O'Sullivan says it was a fine start to the campaign, but they wouldn't be getting carried away.
I suppose there's a few, you know, we used the ball well, we retained the ball well. We worked incredibly hard. Without the ball, we worked incredibly hard, and I think it's been a focus for us. Can we improve it? 100% we can improve on that. But look, it's a start. We won't get carried away.
Elsewhere, Wexford hammered Laois 4-17 to 10 points. Micheál Dwyer scored 2 goals for Davy Fitzgerald's side, while Rory O'Connor and Conor Hearn also found the back of the net. And speaking to South East Radio, manager Davy Fitz says there was plenty to be pleased with.
There is aspects we can be better on, but we've 9 changes from the championship team last year. So there was a lot of fellas playing that didn't play championship last year, and happy with that. And there's lads that need games. I still think it's going to take us a few games, but the job is to try and win as many games as I can at Wexford and see where it brings us to. And in the league, we're going to try that, and we're also going to try and use as many players as we can.
13 different scorers today as well.
Yeah, that was good. Like, we had 4 goals, probably should have had 6. We had the opportunities, which is good to see. There will be wides we wouldn't be happy with, but you know what, it's 5 months since we played a game, so we're happy. Just would have been nice to have a few supporters around.
In cycling, Sam Bennett secured the green jersey at the Volta Algarve yesterday evening. The Carrick and Shore rider won 2 stages in the Portuguese race during the week. Portugal native João Rodrigues enjoyed overall victory though, pipping British rider Ethan Hayter by 9 seconds. And finally, there's an 8-race card at Killarney this afternoon. The first there goes to post at 25-5. Now, coming up on OTBM from 7:30, the lads will be joined by one of Antrim's heroes from yesterday, Neil McManus, while Paddy Stapleton will recap the rest of the weekend's hurling. Stirling. Alan Quinlan will talk rugby, while Mark Lawrenson will be on to chat Premier League action. A reminder, you can catch up on all the latest news on the OTB Sports app. I'm Neil Tracy, this is the OTB Brief, and we'll be back tomorrow morning for more from 7.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.